Thank you for joining a new podcast series from ILTA Radio entitled Work From Home. This series takes a look at many different facets of the organizational, technical, and human sides of the remote work experience. Join us as we find new, interesting, and innovative ways to keep productivity and morale up.
Welcome back to another episode of ILTA's Work From Home series. We're tackling the difficult topics that many ILTAns and partners are facing due to challenging work situations because of the COVID-19 situation. ILTA is here to help make this transition as seamless for you as possible. And to that end, we are sitting down with member firms and partners to discuss how technology, legal technology specifically, and good old-fashioned ingenuity are making a difference to our new normal. Today, we're sitting down with Ash Toms and Rod Wittenberg for Iridium Technology. Joining the discussion today is Marsha and Dawn Hudgens, both from ILTA. My name is Beth Ann Stubbe, and I'm ILTA's Director of Publications, and we're thrilled to have you back to our series. Before we begin, I'd like to note that this specific podcast is teamed with two fantastic resources, a full PDF document and an additional webinar from earlier this week. We'll link to both pieces online when this podcast publishes. And again, we thank Rod and Ash for joining us today. So welcome everyone, Rod, Ash, Marsha, and Dawn. Let's talk about what's going on with this work from home situation. First, Rod, you guys are merging continuously, it seems. You guys just picked up a new partner in February. Can you talk to me a little bit about how this has affected your work from home experience?
Sure, Beth. And this is great time for Iridium. We looked at the market. We wanted to grow. And when you think about how to grow, you look for great opportunities to create synergy. Not synergies of cost savings, but synergies for growth. And when we looked at the opportunity to partner with and merge with Data Fusion, we saw an opportunity to broaden out our portfolio. And one of the best parts about this is that the cultures are really similar and the leaders of the organizations have been friends forever. So you're talking about bringing two profitable companies together to build a 250 plus client portfolio and over 10 products that we can now deliver across the entire finance function. The other part of this cultural phenomena is that we have always worked from home. And so we understand the concepts around building routines, creating habits, and working successfully in a remote environment.
Can you talk to me a little bit about how that remote environment works on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, for sure. We are an organization that has built an entire playbook around the concept of Traction, which is a book written by Gino Wickman. And the idea was help entrepreneurs create an operating system that will help them be successful and build structure into their organization. And so what does that mean for us? Well, it means that everything we do is on purpose. So I'll give you an example. We define each of our functions by a set of obligations that we have to the business. And that rolls up to a 1 year and a 5 year operating plan. But when you unpack that, what that really means is we are obligated to deliver every single quarter against a set of objectives that help us achieve those long-term goals. So what does that mean at an Ash Toms or at a Rod Wittenberg or a COO or a CEO level? Well, it means that my obligations from a sales perspective are to contribute items such as my revenue number, playbooks, and operating procedures to help sales scale and grow. And so every quarter, I'm focused and tasked on getting after those obligations. And my sales team understands it from the bottoms up, and my senior leadership understands it from the top down. So every week when we have our weekly sales meeting, we know what to focus on because the operating manual is clear, it's easy to understand, and it's very deliberate. So how do we do that? Well, we're communicating via phone, via webinar, right, via Zoom technology, and we use the Microsoft Teams technology to communicate in an ad hoc manner. Does that help you get some perspective on how we work?
It definitely does, because both Ash and Rod, your company is remote. how is that affecting your day-to-day, you know, Ash, from your perspective? And then, Rod, how are client needs changing as they're affected by COVID?
Absolutely. I think day-to-day, the remote work is, when you're used to it, it doesn't seem like it affects much at all. We have constant communication with each other. Of course, Rod was just listing a lot of the technologies that we're using, but I'm confident that if I needed to reach Rod, if I needed to reach Tom or another one of our team members, I have the ability to do that on one of our technologies. When we're using Zoom for video calls, we're always connecting with our videos on instead of off so that we have that kind of personal connection with our team members. It allows for more focus during our meetings. It allows us to really bring us together in a way that normally we wouldn't be able to do so in a remote setting. But having been a virtual company for the last 10 years, this is something that we're all very accustomed to at the moment. And we have the processes set up so that we're able to do so effectively. Rod, anything to add there, or you want to talk about the client experience?
I think you nailed it. The client experience is probably a bit different. And so we had a great webinar yesterday in partnership with ILTA. And I think one of the things we took away is there are a lot of people who are already working remotely, but it's an uncomfortable scenario for them for several reasons. One of which is most often they are not working remotely on a day-to-day basis. The luxury of working remotely is offered to them on a much less frequent opportunity. So let's say it's one day a week they can work from home. So the fourth issue of working from home means these people are trying to get their jobs done in a way that's just uncharacteristic for them. Take a good example of parents now working from home, having to contend with getting the job done, managing their child's needs, and finding time to relax. I'm hearing pretty significant increase in hours now spent by most of our clients trying to handle all of these tasks, where before they'd get to the office, their kids would be at school, and they'd get done their work, come home, the kids would be home, they have dinner. Now it's get up early, get my couple hours in before the kids are awake, get the kids situated, get the job done. My wife and I, my spouse and I have to find different rooms to work in so that we're not talking over each other on calls. And so it's really disruptive, right? That's one really good way to describe it. I think the second is traditional routines around a particular job function, as simple as printing invoices. Where do you print? Most firms did not have a playbook built for what happens if we need to produce invoices and we don't have a printer to go to, or we're not accustomed to doing it this particular way. So I'd say that there are a lot of impacts, and these are just some of the bigger ones. But we all know that the elephant in the room is most people are actually asking, what's going to happen to my job? And I think that really remains to be seen. Depends on how long this crisis lasts.
Yeah, and then what would you suggest to address client needs as more companies must remain remote, with that said?
Well, I think the first is to understand what your operational groups and your attorneys are doing on a day-to-day basis and ensure that you have a good playbook around this. So, for those of you that understand the playbook from a sports analogy, it's been brought into the workforce pretty consistently over the past handful of years. And it's pretty straightforward, right? We all understand that if there is a fire in the building, there's a playbook for how to get out of the building at your office. But this is a new environment. So what does a playbook look like? Well, again, as simple as collection teams or accounts payable teams, have the leadership set up a very quick 1, 2, 3-point set of instructions that allow people to understand exactly what to do. For the most part, you can create very specific routines around key functions. And once you've got that Now you've got a blueprint for success. That's one really good long-term application that if you take it on now, you'll have it when future crises arrive.
We've seen a lot of changes in the last couple of weeks. And Dawn, as we at ILTA shift towards our new normal, can we talk about how we're going to work with our partners on our virtual events? Because this has to do with everybody here.
Absolutely. So as you guys have already experienced, things are changing literally moment by moment, hour by hour. I mean, the things that are coming down the pipe. This has given us an opportunity to really explore some of the new technology that's out there. And so as we announced recently, we are looking at doing LegalSec in a virtual environment. This is kind of cool because it takes it away from the whole just the Zoom platform type thing. The company we are working with actually creates an experience for you where it looks as if you are part of actual convention experience with unrecognizable faces, but you know, bodies walking around the exhibit hall. There's a full exhibit hall for our business partners and for our members to learn more about the products. It's basically like being at the conference and just looking at it through a glass wall. It has some great opportunities, and that includes some of the things that we consider to be some of the most important things, which are like networking and socializing when it comes to these events. So it includes those too. We are still learning about this platform because there are lots of things with it, but we're really super excited to bring it about. We've also been partnering with a company that's in the beginning stages on the social aspect. So at ILTA, you guys are very aware, we do lots of socials, and that's very important, not only from our member side, but from our business partner side too. And so we've been given some feedback. I'm working with a company who is developing some digital social opportunities. I have no idea where this is going, but it seems kind of promising at the moment as we look to explore really what is out there and how we can change some of the market based on what our needs are, because our needs may be a little bit different than the standard, than what you find, you know, as standard in the business environment for virtual. So it's, you know, it's a great new time. Joy has been saying this all the time, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. So this is an opportunity to do some new and different things and explore really what's out there and to bring the best thing to our members and our business partners.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rod, what are you guys seeing from your clients in terms of virtual needs? What are they most concerned about? And I know, you know, a lot of this came up on the webinar yesterday. So could you talk about that here as well?
Sure. I think we saw a couple of really big concerns, and they're the normal big picture issues. You know, first and foremost, anytime you have a crisis like this, the direct issues are tied, in this case in particular, to health. How are my people doing? What am I doing to protect their health? So a lot of organizations have pushed people home full time, keeping very skeleton-like staffs in the buildings, doing shift work to ensure that people are not on top of each other, but to ensure that they've got good coverage. So that's one thing that most organizations are concerned with. Certainly the second, the employees are absolutely concerned about their long-term career opportunities. There's no question that we are seeing layoffs. Today was a really good example, unfortunately, in the market where there were over 2.5 to 3 million jobless claims. We've not seen this in a tremendous economy like we've had for the past couple of years. And so this is a shock to the system. And I think people take this personally and they're asking the questions, so what about me? And I'd say the third, and maybe even the fourth, data security. Certainly as we work from home, we are doing things that would normally happen in an office where we have all of those protections around our business. And so people are concerned about data security. I heard something as crazy, but maybe not, as Alexa and Siri listening to us during our conversations, getting confidential information that we did not think we were sharing. Now, how far-fetched is that? I don't know. But data security is something that people have to be mindful of as they are working remotely. And the last, and I think this is critically important, is communication and communication vehicles. So leadership understands that you have to take this seriously but you need to maintain morale. And so the concept of how do you craft the right communications with the right sense of urgency, the sense of concern, and continue to maintain morale. These are things that some of our leaders are trying to manage to in this very challenging time. I'm sure that's not limited and it's not exhaustive, but it's something that we are certainly hearing as we talk to clients. I'd say just on a personal level, I've probably spoken to 30 to 40 clients and prospects over the past week and a half. And it's really been a lot of catharsis and us coming together and sharing our stories. But those are some of the themes that I'm hearing across the board.
No, thank you for that. We're definitely all, the whole world is sharing, you know, this experience and this situation. And how does partnering with ILTA help your clients? And what other types of programming do you think will be needed as the COVID situation progresses?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be callous and careless if I was able to take that completely on, but I'll tell you a couple things more tactically that I think we'll see happening. Certainly, finding ways to stay in touch with people is going to be critical. And that means more frequent communications. It means top-down and bottom-up communications. So an employee should be able to call up just as a boss should be able to call down. And we need to make sure that communications like that are happening. I think ILTA as a vehicle for sharing information allows organization like ours to have that level of communication because we can bring our people onto the calls and our clients can bring their people onto the calls to learn together. And so we can make sure that organizations like ILTA are helping us promote messaging and getting that message out to the broader markets. The vehicles that ILTA has been using, the webinar concept, the remote virtual roadshow, and certainly podcasts like these are all practical ways to get that messaging out. But as I said, I think it starts with communication, and this is one of those ways that communication can be fully supported and delivered.
I think that's probably the best way we can all hope for this to go, to work together. As we close this out, Dawn, what's going to happen next for us? There's been a lot of speculation about how we're going to make ILTA continue to work. What's on our horizon? Can you give me just one sneak peek?
Well, we're daily developing on all kinds of things, but we will continue to put out podcasts like this that give information to help our members and our business partners. We will continue with the daily question, which has been allowing us to bring forth a lot of information that we may not have necessarily seen that helps everyone across the board. We have developed a business partner page where our business partners can actually post the things that they're offering up for our membership in this time of learning to do things virtually for some people for the first time, or a lot of people the first time. And we will continue to develop our educational sessions and our events, some in the same traditional ways that you've always experienced them, but others in new and exciting technology ways that we've not tried yet, but will be. And that's kind of exciting looking at that going forward. But just so that everyone knows, our team is meeting literally every morning, first thing, and every afternoon, and making sure that we're staying on top of all the changes that are happening so that we can bring that information to you guys as it relates to your day-to-day.
Rod, Ash, thank you both for joining us along with Dawn and Marcia. We're really excited to share the webinar content and the resource takeaways. And thank you everyone who's listening for joining us from another ILTA Work From Home podcast. We look forward to our next episode, and we hope you stay tuned for more great ILTA content.